Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Welcome to Casual Saints. This is Mike Austin. This show is one of my favorite things to do on the planet because I get to talk with amazing, unusual, wonderful people and do the opposite of gutter media. This is bright media. This is luminous media. This is talking with people who can inspire you and enliven you and give you ideas about what to do with yourself. And that's what I want for you, dear listener. So today, we have a return engagement with a dear friend of mine, Joyce Anastasia. And I know I said her name right because I listened to her carefully. Joyce is a fairly newly minted PhD in what I would call quantum medicine. And she spent a long time doing this. And Joyce has a storied career. And we'll touch on some of it. And she just found out recently, as in this past weekend, that she's going to sort of accept the call, if you will, to be more public about her intuitive skills, which is fabulous for mankind because, my God, we need people like her and more of them. And thank you for being with me, Joyce.
Michael, thank you so much. That's a very sweet introduction, and I really appreciate it. It really reflects who I am. Thank you.
You're welcome. So Joyce's website is leadbywisdom.com, LeadbyWisdom.com, leadbywisdom.com. And you can find out something about her. You can touch the surface of her many layers there. She coaches executives. She coaches private people. She's invited to speak at conferences. She's invited to channel at conferences these days, sounds like. And I think you might want to get to know what she does. So visit her website and listen to her today and get a cup of tea and be just amazed, be gobsmacked, because you're going to be gobsmacked. So although Joyce and I keep in fairly close touch, it's been a while since we talked on the air. And I have my preferred list of questions that I want to ask her. I'm going to start with my favorite one, which is, what's new and exciting for you these days? What floats your boat? What's going on?
That's a great question. I have been guided to a kind of a fork in my road in my life. And I have done many different things in my life, and I am very grateful for the life I have led to this point. But most recently, I have been asked to be much more public about my intuitive work, not just with people individually, but on a more global level, where I might be able to share some of the divine wisdom that moves through me for people that I work with. And I'd like to be able to share more of that with people after going through what our world has been through. I feel like we are in an incredible time to be on this planet. It's been extremely challenging for many, many people, but there are also opportunities and an openness, I think for the first time in a very long time, to raise our consciousness and go way beyond our bodies in navigating our life on this planet.
So we would sort of escape the meat suit mentality. We have escape velocity to go outside of ourselves and find out what's happening.
Exactly. And not that we ignore our bodies, because that's the worst thing that we could do. It is more of an integration, kind of a bridging between why are we here in, I'm going to quote you, our meat suits. why are we here in our meat suits, these sacred vessels? The more that we can see them as a sacred vessel to house our enormity, then we would take better care of them to be able to navigate with all the other gifts that we have that are delivered to us through this vessel from the divine.
I will give you, audience, an example of what she means, her skill sets, in the following way. About a year and a half ago, a little more, she did a reading for me, did a consultation. And it's probably the first time I remember her making a forecast, a prediction. And I'm going, okay, well, it's either going to happen or it's not. And I've grown to love and trust her. And she said to me, you're going to meet this guy who restores cars. You have the option to meet him. And he will want to help you with your businesses. And I won't go into all the details because they don't matter. I'm going, okay, that's nice. So I forget all about it. And along came June of last year, and my sweetheart and I are sitting and talking with the director of Homeowners Association in Southern California. They're renting a place on a lake for a little while. It's a beautiful little place. And names are not necessary here. Locations are not necessary. And it comes up that her husband restores cars. I went, wait, what? Where did this come from? And Joyce said to me, you can seek him out. Okay? Well, I didn't tell the guy's wife that I knew about him, because what am I going to say? She'd look at me like I'm a nut. Right? So I didn't say anything. But I found out where his shop was. And I went to near where the shop was. It's a very nice, good place. Very small place. But the guy does magic, and he's known for magic with cars. When I got there that day, this guy next door, the business next door, goes, he was just here. He left. I'm going, okay. And I opted not to go back, because for a long story short, it felt like the wrong time to meet this guy. And I went, okay, just leave it alone for now. So I did. But Joyce has impressive skills, okay? And she is one of the most authentic and honorable people I know. And she's even talked me off the ceiling a couple of times about stupid shit that I might do. She's smiling now, people. I won't go into that. I went, oh, she's right. Damn it. So I calmed down, right? So she has experienced these things. So you're going to be called into more public service, it sounds like, obviously. Do you have any ideas about what that's going to be about, or are you just going to wait for it to show up?
I'm going to probably begin to let people know that I am open to doing workshops more publicly, to do readings, and I'll probably start out with maybe publishing on my website a couple of readings that I've already done but have been kept under wraps, so to speak.
Ooh, I like that.
I will likely do one also spontaneously for the new year. And I don't know exactly when I'm going to do that, but I would really like to do that actually in public if I can make that happen. So we'll see. We'll see what's going to unfold with all of this. But, you know, one of the things that is so important for me around this is there is a lot of responsibility in having these gifts and developing these gifts out into the world. And one of my primary focuses is about being integrous around it, being truthful, allowing the messages to come through, and then very carefully vetting what is the person opposite me ready to take in as information that they can actually do something with.
Right.
This is not just about predicting the future. In fact, I never say that I predict the future, because we are human beings on a planet where we get to choose. We're on a planet of free will. And what I tell people that I do, that I've been doing, I would say since I was around 10 years old, of doing readings. And it's a long, long time to be doing readings.
Did you know you were doing them?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Not, I didn't know until probably 5 years later what was going on with me. Like, I would get a message for someone. It would hit me like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would kind of tilt my head and internally ask, I'm going to call it the divine, what do you want me to do with this information, dear one? And sometimes I would get, I want you to go and tell that person over there. I want you to go up to that person and just gently introduce yourself and say that you received this message for them. Would you like to hear it? And I started to do that at a very young age. And not until I was much older that did I know and understand that this is my life work, that this was going to be a big part of my life work. And in every career I've ever taken on, it has been foundational in what I do. When I worked for corporations, for-profit corporations, my intuition served me so well to get things done on time, within budget, and to create dream teams in beautiful ways, matching personalities because of my intuitive capacities to do so. And people really, really value that. They really value that because I could deeply see them. I saw their gifts, and I didn't ignore them. And I didn't put them into positions where it would be a complete disconnect, even though the company might need someone to fill blank role. I would not put people in who would not do well in that role. It would be, number one, disintegrous. Number two, it would harm the people who I was hiring. And number three, in the long run, it would create a situation where the person would either get fired or would want to leave. Why would that be a good thing under any circumstances? So in the same way, for nonprofits that I worked for, I would have dreams about things to be careful of. I worked for a company called the Foundation for Global Humanity, and we traveled all over the globe. Our mission was to record, document, and preserve indigenous and contemporary ways of leading, knowing, and healing in the world. And we were in the raw. There were no amenities. There were things that we had to be super careful of. So we had to bridge between that spiritual, intuitive knowing and taking care of our vessels, taking care of our bodies. And the true fear of there could be lions and tigers and bears right around the corner, you know, if we weren't careful, and to adjust our energies for that potentiality. So when I would look at any kind of situation or any individual in any circumstance, I would forward see possibilities that can be chosen amongst and between. So, Michael, you expressed your experience of something that I shared with you And I love that you gave that example, because it was one of many possibilities that would enter your life, and you got to choose what you did with it. And you tuned in and you said, hey, this is not the right timing right now, but I did meet him, and maybe I'm going to take another step when the timing is more aligned for you and your life path to do so. And this is what I am guided to with every single sacred being that comes to me. And I say sometimes to them, my work is not for the faint of heart, because I will receive information that if there is something going on in their life that they're doing, I will not hesitate to share it if I am guided to.
Yes.
Because it is essential, and why they were brought to me in the first place. So it becomes a divine relational exchange, where when they are ready, it's like, when you are ready, the teacher will come. When you are ready, the student will come. And in a certain respect, I learn from every client that I work with, every single one. And I am very careful to respect their beingness and their choices, no matter what I share with them.
Yeah, well, one could take a long time to unpack those things easily. And I have similar experiences. As you're talking, it suddenly came over me, wait, I'm doing a similar thing. People don't know what I can do. I've hit it. It's really curious that we're doing this at similar times. Like, what? And even my classmates, well, people are starting to find out what I can do, and I don't even know sometimes what I'm going to do with them. Just show up and let Spirit speak through me. You got to get out of the way. It's not mine. It's theirs. Okay? And they get to choose. And it happens in the most unusual ways. And we live right now, Lyle and I, in this very low-density desert area. And we didn't have any plans for Thanksgiving. And she came up to me and said, hey, let's go to this one of these two places, the restaurants that have Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, sure. And I picked the one that felt good, so let me choose. We go into the place. They're supposed to be ready for us at 2 o'clock. They're not. And then we hear from them, come back in an hour, the food will be ready. We come back in an hour. Now, our choice at that point was like, well, we could, you know, go get something to eat someplace else, but I wasn't really that hungry. It didn't matter, right? I was calm. So we messed around for about an hour. Then we came back. We walk in the second time. There's a woman there sitting there alone. It's in a bar. Okay, the main dining room is not open yet. And out of the blue, I go, you want company? I never talk to people like that. I just, I don't know what to say to them. Okay. So it turns out.
Awesome. That's awesome. You were listening in for sure.
I was. And it makes me more comfortable over time to do this, but I have to be careful about it. So she's happy. She's surprised. She's become a good buddy. We've met with her 3 times, total of about 6 hours, 7. And it's a weekly thing now. And just today, she said to Lila, I've got this perception of myself that I want to revise. What do you think? I went, okay. And she said to me, the first time we met her, she was initiated into a Lakota Sioux tradition in 1994. Got a Lakota name. So there's stories around that I'm not going to go into right now, but you get the idea.
Yes.
one can take away from what you just said as a subtext, it's time to wake up. It's time to not only smell the coffee, but maybe add some spices to it. Maybe cumin, maybe cinnamon, okay? Maybe you're going to make it a coffee latte. But it doesn't have to be the same old coffee. And you can do it as often as little as you want. You don't have to accept the same old thing. And that includes everything that we do. That includes politics. I said it. There it is.
Yep, exactly.
Just, they look batshit crazy most of the time, and they usually are. But you get the idea there.
Well, so, you might not know that I was an independent reporter at several of the conventions, so I understand exactly what you're talking about, and making choices around that was really important too. And being in what I'm going to call an eagle bird's eye view, where you become a neutral divine facilitator to move people's hearts toward greater truth seeking and speaking and greater use of our power as human beings to power with versus power over.
That is my guest, Joyce Anastasia of ReadByWisdom.com. I'm Mike Austin. This is Casual Saints. Stick around for after the break. We'll be back with more of the interview. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike Austin, your host for Casual Saints. Now back to my interview with Joyce Anastasia of LeadByWisdom.com. What a great conversation we're having. Thank you.
And that was my call in working in the political arenas years ago. I still do a lot of research in that area, but my focus is very, very different.
I remember you mentioning that. You've done everything. Okay. I'm not even going to go into the background on it. People, you got to look up our website and, you know, reach out to her and say, hey, Joyce, what do you got? Okay. So it's also true that you have a master's in art. Is that correct?
Yes. Master's degree in fine arts and master's degree in counseling psychology.
In addition to a doctorate in quantum healing.
Quantum natural medicine.
That's a better way to say it, yes. Which you arranged yourself, right? You crafted that program?
Well, I didn't craft it, but I took many courses under the auspices of receiving that degree, but I also specialized in parapsychology with it, where the focus was more geared toward in our intuitive expansiveness and our ways of doing medicine that have neglected so much of who we are. And I want to bring it back. I want to bring it back to present time. We've touched upon it in many different centuries over the course of humanity, but it is time to bring it back full force now. And I'll give you an example of that. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that we do not need to use necessarily CRISPR technology to change our DNA because we can affect change in our DNA just by intending to do it with loving intention, deeply, divinely loving intention. It is how we can heal from within. Now, that's not to say that certain parts of allopathic medicine have not been helpful. Allopathic medicine actually derived from natural spaces of being. Herbs that were found in nature were the ones that were used originally to help to heal when people would get sick. And what I would love to have happen is that we reverse the conflicts of interest that have overridden our entire medical system, that has co-opted the notion of do no harm. And I want to bring that back again, not only do no harm, but do great healing good for all of our planet, because we have the capacity to do that. It's just been suppressed and overridden by many different factors of our society that honor way more money, greed, and power versus the health and well-being and beautiful exchanges and co-creation of each of us making this a better world to be. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that one of the reasons why I am still here on this planet is I'm going to get to see that in my lifetime. I'm going to get to see that our consciousness as an entire humanity is going to be raised.
That makes me happy. Very few people I know would say that.
Yep, I know.
Trust. So it's like taking a car with 60,000 miles from Detroit that's got some wacky sounds in it to the mechanic. You say, mechanic, please stop those noises. They sound bad. And the mechanic stops the noises, but they don't fix the noise. Okay?
Well, yep.
Is that really doing any good? Not really. Might get you, 5,000 miles down the road. Oh, by the way, problem's still there. Okay? And the elements there, of course, you got to have a decent platform and structure to begin with. The intention of creating a good car, this is a crude analogy, of course. It's got to be there to begin with.
Analogy. It's a great analogy, especially if you love cars.
and it's better to like, okay, well, in fact, I got an example of my computer right now. Spent a lot of money on it, one will last a long time, and all of a sudden, about a year and a day after I got it, it's got fan noise. Wait, what? Excuse me? What are you guys thinking? Okay? I got to send it back in. It's, remote service, and I'll get it back in 10 days. It's like, why don't you just do it right the first time? Okay? What's wrong with that? It's not a bad thing to say that. To make a long story short, I get to do something else with it I didn't do the first time. But it's like, okay, just do it right the first time. So there's so much that you said that would take a while to unpack. Where do we go with this? I mean, all the questions I have, I would normally ask. I'm just going to go to the next one. How do you play? How do you, Joyce, play? What sets your soul ablaze and what moves you to joy? Let's talk about those things.
I feel so grateful that I actually can witness with my own two eyes right now and my ears and my heart. I can witness the transformation of people I work with. And that is so rare to see and experience. When I was in my 20s and I was doing this work, it wasn't as easy to see what was going on. But I too have developed many different ways to access these little keys and tools to unwrap with each unique individual. It's customized every time. I don't have a package that says, this is good for everyone. That's something that I have to say that I probably am unique from most people. Many people have programs here. Take step one and to step 10 and you're good to go. Everyone is unique to me, even though we come from the same source and we do some of the same things. I think most people really wish to be able to say, I would love to be seen. I would love to give great gifts in the world. I would love to love and be lovable. And
that's Joyce Anastasia of LeadByWisdom.com. I'm Mike Austin. We'll be right back.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto parts warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
I'm Mike Austin, host and creator of Casual Saints. Now back to my fabulous conversation with Joyce Anastasia of LeadByWisdom.com. Thank you.
I hope that before I leave this planet, I can make it a better place to be. I would say that 95% of the people I've ever worked with my whole life, no matter what disaster they were experiencing or what tragedy might have befallen them, that's what they really want.
And that way they get to be themselves.
They get to be themselves while they're growing, right?
Yes.
While they're learning. And as soon as you stop learning or growing, it is really hard to become your whole self. That's why in the indigenous traditions, which I love so much, is they use verbs instead of nouns. We are always in the process of becoming. Becoming. Not we've.
You got an example that comes to mind? Because I'm not clear about what you mean.
So if I said, okay, I'm done learning anything about relationships. I have it mastered. It's all under wraps. And then I get whacked on the side of the head with a relationship issue that I think I could be neutral about, but I can't because I'm too close to it, which I experienced this year. And then I get sideswiped.
Yes.
I literally had to stop myself from saying, I am human. It is okay if I get upset because relational space has been dismantled. And if I can't keep learning about my relationships just because I think I love healthy, beautiful relationships, but that doesn't mean that I can't continue to learn and grow in that space by being human and not beating myself up for having an emotional reaction to something that I wasn't expecting. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
You get to have the benefits as well as the downsides too. And you don't have to always accept the downsides. You get to go, wait, what just happened there? No, I'm not going to accept that. And have your own reaction.
Exactly. And to sit with, hey, did I handle that in a way that feels both honoring to my own emotional maturity and but also the going through potential grieving processes and in truly allowing myself to be healthy with my own emotions in going through issues in our world. Like during COVID, I'll give you an example that reflects not only my experience, but many, many of my clients. During the years of COVID and isolation and the mandates and all of that, people lost a lot of friends.
Yep.
Not only lost people to COVID itself and the subsequent mandates and what they were mandated to do, but they lost friendships because of differences of opinions that just wiped out. What we talk about all the time is having healthy relations and healthy support systems because we're not intended to be islands on this planet. We're just not. Now, that doesn't mean that we also don't value being alone. That is equally as important, but not to be islands and separated against our will. No. We are intended to be connected as a human species and maybe not just with people, but with animals and creatures and plants and nature as well. So these are the things that we navigate through, and we navigated through with COVID. So many people came to me for medical intuitive questions during COVID, asking me to be an advocate for them in helping them navigate through their own healthcare issues. But not only that, but relational spaces. How do you let go of people who you've been friends with for a really long time who are so upset that you have a difference of opinion that you can't be yourself?
Upset or toxic even.
Toxic, exactly.
Yeah, I found that some of those relationships, I didn't know they thought that way. And it all came down to choice. Well, what do you want to do? I still work with people who took the allopathic route and went, please don't do that again. That's what I told them. And that's all you can do, but that's what you're supposed to do. They're supposed to be able to choose.
Yes.
So those are good examples. And it was a plandemic. And if you're listening to this, you didn't believe that. Well, you got to do your research, people. Okay. You missed something. Listening to the wrong people, you got to listen to the right sources. And there's plenty of good sources. So...
Yeah, so that's what excites me, is to help people to navigate through that. And now that we're on the other side of this pandemic, people are rebuilding. Well, let's rebuild in a healthy way versus the fear porn that was thrown out to the general public. Now let's operate out of something other than fear porn.
Yeah.
Let's look at, okay, so there are many people who feel damaged by what happened because they felt like they were being lied to.
Well, they were lied to.
Yes. And now they're wondering, am I going to be healthy? Am I going to be okay? And this is where I believe that we as human beings who have not utilized a good portion of our DNA and our gifts that we have inside of ourselves, for whatever reason, we have not been able to. My hope is that I can evoke a whole different way of them healing from the inside out. And that those issues that they might experience from what they were mandated to take because they wanted to keep their jobs or they wanted to stay in school.
That's Joyce Anastasia. I'm Mike Austin. This is Casual Saints. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
I am Mike Austin. This is Casual Saints. Now back to my chat with Joyce Anastasia of LeadByWisdom.com. Thank you.
It's horrific what had happened. However, I believe that there is a way through this that people are not looking at as a primary source of healing.
In general, I agree with that. And when you start looking into it, you find out that there are things that you didn't do or you could have done and you could do next time.
Yes, exactly.
And one of my favorite friends, who is super smart, a financial guy, said to me one day, I want to ask you something. And decided not to ask me. It was a medical procedure. He went and had it done anyway. I went, okay. That's okay. It was a good idea. Okay. So, in essence, he made his own decision, but at least he thought of, well, what are my options here? And he knows me to be similar to you, and that, well, Mike might have thought some things that I haven't thought of yet. And that's from my own research and so forth. So, many examples come to mind of people that lived and people that didn't. That's what happened. And they've got their own soul contracts to work through. And
yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to work. And you don't want to begrudge them that, but you want to give them options. You know, have you thought about doing it this way or that way? I'm starting to have clients now that are asking me those questions. They've heard what I'm doing. They go, ooh, can you help me? Yeah, maybe. Show up. Let's find out. It all depends on their context and their willingness to step outside of what they think they know.
And Mike, you've done so much in your life that I have to say I am so excited that you are making this choice to move into more publicly utilizing your gifts of intuition. It's really fun for me, as someone who has known you in many different contexts, to watch you unfold with this. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. I love hearing that. And it's like your relationship, former relationship. I kept getting roadblocked. What's happened here with business, right? It wasn't like some of the things I did work that I tried didn't work. So I'm like, why is it working that way? And I went, stop it. Just stop it. Keep trying the same old thing. Well, it looks like just do something different. And then everything got easier.
Yes.
And way easier. It's not like it's not work, but that's one of my favorite self-invented expressions. Was you sit on the horse facing the direction the horse is going. You don't sit on it backwards and look at where you've been. Okay. Turn around, take the reins and go. So another way to describe it would be don't carry your baggage with you. And that's a term that's thrown around a lot. That means don't carry three trailers full of stuff behind your car and try and take a corner at 80 miles an hour. It's not going to work.
Oh, that's a great analogy. Oh, my goodness.
You know, disconnect the trailers first, park them, store them, whatever, then haul butt. But, or don't have a pickup loader with your washing machine and your furniture and try to go around the corner at 80 miles an hour. You're going to lose stuff, okay? Just put the stuff aside for now and decide what you really need, what's important to you. So I think a lot of people are going through that. So how do people reach you?
You can go through my website, or you can go through LinkedIn, or you can go directly to my phone number, 415-322-9442. I really appreciate kind of this in person, in touch. When is the best time for you? When is the best time for me? Although there are many programs out there to do calendar pre-sign up, for me, this is how you begin a relationship of a deep engagement. So when I do intuitive sessions, it means that you have to trust me. There's a disarming that occurs immediately. you will know as soon as we speak on the phone and I'm scheduling you that you can trust me, that I am going to work for your highest good.
That's true. I've known you since 2018. I've never seen you do anything else. That's how you're built.
Yeah. And I love what I do. I do. I really love working in this way. And it's not easy sometimes. I mean, sometimes I'll get messages that will be really challenging to deliver, but they must be delivered, you know?
Yeah.
And some people, this is where it gets really beautiful, is that I have been gifted with being able to see what kind of person am I working with? Do they like to have it told like it is? Like, I'll give you an example. This woman came to see me at my home office, and her son had just passed, and he came in spirit form to talk to me, to give messages for his mom. And she asked me a question after I told her what was happening. She asked me to ask her son in spirit to give advice to his brother. And so he's giving me the information, and I deliver it in a way that's kind of neutral of personality. And a few minutes later, she says to me, "Tell me like he said it to you." And it was so wonderful for her to say that to me, because she had to trust me enough to say that.
Yes.
First of all, it was a relationship where she was also learning how to listen to her own intuitive connection to the divine. And she knew that her son had gutter mouth and that he was using every single swear word in the book when me. And I did not deliver it that way. So she asked me if I would deliver it with languaging, and I did.
That's wonderful. This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. We'll be right back after a little break. Thank you very much.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. Now back to my interview with Joyce Anastasia and my final Casual Saints show ever. Thank you very much.
She started laughing hilariously, and it was more poignant for her. It was validating for her. This is him. This is, he's here, and he's telling me like it is. It was wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joyce. It's a fabulous example. Thank you for being with me.
Yes. Wonderful to be with you.
Yeah. So, tell another time, pretty please. This was a convenient point in your professional career because things are changing in a great way for you.
Yes, very much so.
That's a wrap for Casual Saints. We'll see you around.
This is Mike Austin. This, my friends, is my final Casual Saints show ever. It's been a wonderful 4.5 years. I have produced 55 shows with amazing people, and it's time to move on. It's time for my heart to do other things, and I'm not sure what they're going to be yet, but I'm really excited about it. And I'm sure you'll be hearing from me in the future in some way, shape, or form, including with people like who you just heard from, Joyce. And I wish you a wonderful 2025 and beyond. And I thank you for being with us. And we'll meet again sometime. Thank you.
As you just heard, this is the final show of Casual Saints by Mike Austin. Sadly, Mike passed away peacefully in his sleep late last week. He had been a host since 2020 with this program, Casual Saints, and had previously hosted environmental topic-related shows on HealthyLife.net before that. Mike's plans were to take a short hiatus and return in the future with a new show and a new direction after recharging his batteries a little bit. Sad news, we will miss Mike Austin, and thankful that we had him on the network as long as we had.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.